In today's story, Padre Pio predicts 10 days for her healing and not another day more. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring to you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint Padre Pio, who was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, and a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and what his intercession could do for you. We encourage you as well to be part of this Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. And just a reminder that we do have a special Lenten offer at the moment, in which we have a selection of videos specially for Lent for you. Just go to the video description below, click on the link there through to our Lenten selection. In today's story, there is a spiritual daughter of Padre Pio called Nina Campanile, and she recalls something, an incident that happened with her sister Angelina, and this was on the 2nd of February 1918. Her sister was just outside her house and she took a pretty nasty fall and she was left in absolute agony on the pavement outside. And so several of the neighbors came around and they managed to help her, even though she was in excruciating pain. They helped her into the house to her bed. And she lay on her bed, but the poor lady, she just screamed and cried because nothing seemed to help. And then at one point, in desperation, Angelina rose from her bed, but she just ended up in a heap on the floor, in agony, even worse. And it was, they said, like a spectacle from Dante, from one of the Dante's stories. And the doctor was called and he examined her, but he could not find the cause, and he obviously could not find any effective way to relieve her pain either. And so at this point, frustrated and absolutely exasperated, poor Nina Campanile stood up and together with her friend, they decided they now are going to Padre Pio's monastery to seek his advice. But that day there was a terrible snowstorm there on the Gorgono Mountains in San Giovanni Rotondo. And so they had to make their way through the storm to the monastery. And when they arrived there, they found Padre Pio in the sacristy of the church. And he turned to them very surprised that people had arrived during such a storm. And so Padre Pio obviously wanted to know the reason why what was so important they had made this trip. And they explained to him the reason. And then Padre Pio thought for a moment. And then Padre Pio concluded, "It is nothing. Really, it is nothing. This is in fact a call from God to one who has distanced herself from him. And in 10 days, she will be completely healed." So this is one of God's mysterious ways of getting across to people, giving her the suffering, Padre Pio is saying. And then Nina and her friend returned to her sister's house. And during this time, during the interval while they were away, the doctor had made a much more thorough examination of poor Angelina. And he concluded with these words. So these are the words of the doctor. This is his diagnosis. "This poor soul, she is going to die tonight. She has suffered a major internal injury, and it is very likely that her kidneys are damaged." So you can imagine that must have been pretty disconcerting to Angelina. Anyway, Nina and her friend, they now returned and they went up to Angelina's bedside. But when Angelina saw them, she turned absolutely pale and her face just dropped. She had been given this death sentence by the doctor. And so they asked her, "What is the matter with you?" And Angelina responded, "It's nothing. It is just that the priest is here," she exclaimed. So she presumed that meant the last rites, her life is over. It was a big shock. "What are you saying? The priest is here. I don't see him," Nina tried to reassure her. "He may be, but it is in spirit," her friend said. And she went up to Angelina's bed and placed her hand on Angelina's forehead and said, "Poor child, my poor child," tried to calm her down. And then after a few minutes later, Angelina added, "Now he is gone. He has disappeared." So was Angelina hallucinating or seeing things? Or was this real and they had to find out? Well, the next day, the following morning, Nina and her friend, now they made their way back to the monastery in order to ask Padre Pio, and they put this difficult question to him. At what time yesterday did you visit our house? So it's a direct question to Padre Pio, and he had to answer them without lying. He just said, at 8 p.m. And sure enough, as it turned out, his prediction was 100% correct. After 10 days, Angelina no longer suffered any pain, exactly as Padre Pio had predicted. And it seems the doctor, thankfully for this once, was 100% wrong on his prediction. And that is the story of Nina and her sister Angelina. Next time on this channel, we're going to have a look at a story titled The Soldiers Salute Padre Pio. But what had Padre Pio done? For what were they saluting him? Because Padre Pio was never at the battlefront. We also encourage you to watch our Lenten selection of Padre Pio videos. Just go to the video description below, click on the link through to our Lenten selection. And if you're new to our channel, remember, subscribe to this channel, and you have to click that reminder bell too in order to receive notifications of future videos.